Morning, Mitch. Nice to be here.
Now, it seems on the one hand that a requested increase in rates for Vermont hospital budgets is a problem, but you write that the $62 million the hospitals want to spend for fiscal year 2014 is right on target with what the Green Mountain Care Board was hoping to see. So why is this 3% hike in hospital spending a good thing, as the GMC contends?
Well, Mitch, the GMC board target was a 3% increase, which is way better than we've ever had before. In other words, way lower than we have ever had before. For example, the new money that we had to put into the system in the current year that we're now putting in was $141 million in new money. The budgets that were just submitted that will begin to operate on October 1st asked for just $63 million in new money, less than half.
Now, former Governor Howard Dean has been weighing in on this as well. He's less enthusiastic and argues that because hospitals had to raise what he calls their actual rates by 6%, not 3%, to reach that $63 million level you're talking about in new spending money, the public, he says, is not really seeing any savings here at all. Does the governor have a point there?
Yes and no. He has a point when he says, as he did, that rate setting as a way of regulating costs simply won't work. He made that criticism mainly with regard to Obamacare's national program to contain costs. Howard Dean is right about that. What he's wrong about is that the program in Vermont is not a rate-setting program. It is a total cost containment program. It's very hard to understand why the rate increases would be higher than the actual cost increases. There are two reasons for that. One is an issue that is absolutely peculiar to healthcare as opposed to any other sort of market or product that you would buy. If you're going to buy a car or a TV set or peanut butter, as the buyer, you decide how much of that product you need. Do you need one TV set? Do you need two? In healthcare, by contrast, the people who sell you the product decide how much volume you get. That means that you get a lot of overuse, which we've seen for the last 30 to 40 years. It also means that you tangle with the problem that only half of the people who are paying for the care will pay for any increase. If the system at large needs 3% more money, and the federal government and the state government won't pay any, then the rest of the payers, private insurance companies, individuals, self-insured companies, have to pay 6% in order to make up for the 3% that the government won't pay. That doesn't change the overall cost. That's one of the main reasons why healthcare financing is difficult. The fact of the matter is that at the end of the day, most people do not pay for healthcare services. They pay insurance premiums. And the only way to cut through this difficulty and to see what is actually happening in the delivery system is to look at the end of the day at the total amount of money that it spends. If you look at that, then the public is paying an increase that is less than half this year than it was last year.
The thing that I can hear people saying then, to follow this up here, is that if it's not rate setting that the Green Mountain Care Board is doing to create overall costs, then one of the things it must be doing is, as you say, deciding the volume of the care that people are given through the healthcare product. Doesn't that mean they're going to be making decisions then about how much care a person should get? And wouldn't that leave them open to criticism about, okay, you're not giving me enough healthcare that I actually need?
Well, there are people that are going to claim that. Nobody in the Green Mountain Care Board or anybody else in government is making a decision about whether you or some other individual patients get some operation or does not get some operation. Everybody agrees. The hospitals are saying the budgets that they have submitted are their budgets. They're saying that they can produce all the care that they need to produce in the fiscal year 2014 if they get a 3% increase in total spending. They say that, not the government. The hospitals say that, and the doctors say that. The 3% number is a hospital number. It's their budgets, not the Green Mountain Care Board's budgets.
Hamilton Davis, you write also that Vermont is on track for creating a truly affordable universal health care system, but they're not there yet, and big obstacles remain. What are they?
That question, Mitch, also gets to where Howard Dean is. in order to really get on a sustainable track, to get the cost increases annually down even further, then you have to do things like change the way that doctors and hospitals are paid. The buzzword is fee-for-service financing. They are trying to change that. They also understand that you have to integrate the system to a much greater degree in order to get efficiencies in the way healthcare is delivered. Hospital administrators, to an individual, agree with that. And Howard Dean, in the past, has always argued for those things. The Green Mountain Care Board is doing them. And why Howard Dean is saying that the Green Mountain Care Board's a mistake, that it really can't work, I don't understand that. I don't know why he's saying that. This is the best effort that anybody has put forward yet. Maybe it won't succeed in the future, but it is doing well right now.
Hamilton Davis is a veteran journalist and an associate research professor in the College of Medicine at the University of Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch.